Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today we are watching the 600th episode of Power Rangers, the whole franchise. We've made it through 600 episodes together. Can you believe that? I mean, that's not how many episodes of this show there are. And actually, it's more than that because we have watched everything after Ninja Steel. So all the we've watched all of Beast Morphers and Dino Fury and Cosmic Fury, plus the Once and Always thing. So we've watched more than 600 episodes, but this is the 600th episode of Power Rangers, and we're going to watch it together. It's part one of a two-part episode called Light Source, and we are going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go! Light Source Part 1 was the 28th episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force. It first aired on October 9th, 2006, written by John Telligen and directed by Charlie Haskell. Apparently it had a special 1-hour premiere because Part 2 also aired on the same day. So I'm guessing they did it all together. I don't know if I've said this before, but I love the dichotomy of here they come, go, go, go. Funny.
Previously on Power Rangers Mystic Force.
Take this.
A scale?
Korra! She's got a heck of a throw there. Sweet, we're picking right up where we left off. I would love to know how much of that background is actually there.
Once again, the selection ceremony begins. Me? It's my turn?
Well, wait a minute, he's got Udonna. He can't go up now.
All you do is eat, you slob.
Wrong, he got Udonna. Okay, maybe it's just me, but I would never go to work in the middle of my exercise routine seemingly covered in sweat.
I was blading home from work, eating a jelly donut, and I began to huff and puff. I couldn't even jump the curb, so I decided it was time to turn over a new leaf. Diet and exercise are the new name of the game.
Ah, that's great, Toby. Good for you.
You know, I feel great. My body.
I think I had pants like that when I was in the 90s.
What's up with Toby? He's a machine.
Okay, brilliant idea alert. We can start an exercise club. I'll organize everything. We can come in early, uh-huh. 3 times a week.
Oh.
And on the weekends we can play
Lily,
soccer.
Just stop trying. You don't belong here. We don't trust you and we never will. You can't change who you are.
Well, I can change who I'm gonna be.
Ooh!
That should be enough for you today. Oh, burnt my fur off.
I can't help but think the worst.
Huh? It's interesting that they save a lot of money by not actually showing the dragon.
Oh, I'm coming, I'm coming.
Daggeron, Udonna's been captured by a fat blue frog.
Ooh,
It's only the White Sorceress.
You have the White Sorceress and you didn't tell anyone.
Call it an insurance policy. The Rangers won't destroy me if they don't know where their beloved teacher is.
You should have told us. The other Rangers will come here.
Then we'll catch them too, if they're foolish enough to come here.
I wonder if in the Sentai this is the part where we find out that the mom is actually still alive.
When the master is revived, he'll be happy.
Just be careful, Hector.
Because they thought she died at the beginning of that series.
Things are different.
Alright, what we got?
Hey.
Can you imagine finding out your dad's still alive and then a couple weeks later finding your mom that you thought your dad had killed when he was evil was alive again? But that's the Sentai, not this.
You think I was too harsh, Chip? I've seen tigers with less teeth.
Guys, just because she looks cute and harmless doesn't mean she is. She's evil. Her mom is the vampire that almost got Vita. They took Odonna's powers. Hello? We can't trust her.
Yeah, look, I see your point.
She does come from a long lineage of bloodsuckers.
That's probably Lily's gang now.
Guys, Donna's been captured. There's a terror attacking the city.
What did I tell you?
Should they have opened that in the middle of the store?
Does anyone want any fruit? Guess not.
Ow.
It's my turn to bring destruction to this land.
Ugh. What did he just do?
Huh?
You're making a big mistake.
No, it's you who is mistaken.
Hey, Frogman.
I like that. That was a pretty cool move.
Don't try and stop me, or you'll never see her again.
Now, how did they know that they took him? Took her. They didn't get the message. Oh, I like that bit. Ew.
Poisonous frog babies. It's brilliant.
How did they look closer? Ooh, someone used the gloves. Or the muscle. Mystic muscle, that'd be fun. Oh!
But the Rangers care for her deeply. She could be of use to us in the future.
Yes. Necroline.
Yes, Lord.
Oh.
Have you found Liam Mo yet? He must be destroyed if the master is to be revived.
No.
She still has the scale.
You see, I'm busy. Hecatoid capturing the White Sorceress has made me look bad. I should have captured her.
Isn't it kind of mean to capture someone who's powerless?
Unbelievable.
I mean, she can't even fight back.
You have been spending too much time in the human world. You're soft, caring. You're supposed to be the queen of the vampires someday.
What if I don't want that?
Oh, you do want that.
What if I don't want to follow in your wing flat?
Oh.
Still your daughter, right?
Ooh. Oh!
Mother.
me guess. A strange dimension?
It's time to play my game! Yeah!
No games! Where's your daughter?
Play my game or you'll never see her again!
No problem!
I'm not done explaining the rules! You only have until the clock runs out!
Let's do it!
All right, first off, kind of a sick move, but also impossible. The ticking is really getting annoying. Well, they've already used, like, 30 seconds. And I'm not watching the clock to see if that's true. Of course, this could be Mystic Seconds, so it could be different. Just like Power Rangers, to do all this without using any of their actual weapons. Actually, it is pretty accurate to real time. Oh, okay, cheating, that's not sure what's happening to the others.
It's my game and time is running out.
Then I'm playing this my way.
That's what I figured. He's very fortunate that he can do this in this dark dimension or wherever it is. The time has more than run out by this point. I am so ready for this dang ticking to stop. Thank you.
Thanks, Fireheart. All right. We played your game. Now where is she?
This game's not over yet. Let's see how you do against more formidable opponents.
Oh boy, now what, huh?
We have to stop those tentpoles from becoming poisonous frogs.
But shouldn't we be looking for Udana or the Rangers instead?
They'll have to handle themselves. Billions of poisonous frogs fall from the sky. It won't matter if we find the others or not.
You're right. I never thought of it that way.
Magical source! Mystic Force!
Hey, a morphing sequence! Look at that! And the whole thing, too! Maybe it's in that purple place.
Knock, knock.
Who comes here?
There you are, Limbo. I found you. Lord Scalpel will be pleased.
What do you think he meant by more formidable opponents?
Well, stronger bad guys. Oh! But with black collars. They did it like this in Wild Force, didn't they? Oh no, Wild Force, they were just all black. I Now they're using weapons, but that's because it's Sentai footage. Well, some of it is Sentai. Oh! Can they do that? Oh, this is going well. Mr. Ribbito. That's kind of gross. They don't have to use the wands to do that? Oh, they can change the... Interesting.
What can I say? I'm a gamer.
No doubt. We played your game. Now take us to Udonna.
As you wish.
What about the other three?
Gorgeous, very, very pretty kind of a way.
Okay.
Be out here alone. Very dangerous.
I'm alone because no one likes me. I don't fit in.
Oh, I get it. Fluffy the uppity tree squirrel said you're here to mock me.
No.
Very funny.
No. I have an evil mother who rejects me for being too good, and all the good people I want to be friends with reject me for being too evil. So... You do the math.
Oh, math. Okay.
Mother
plus X number of friends divided by, well, you. Okay. Equals carry the three. No, I was never very good at math. Oh. Scruntbeel. Go on, you'll feel better. Oh. You know, I can sympathize. I have been rejected by every member of my family. Trolls hate the goblins. Goblins hate the trolls. Oh, are you good or evil? Important to know when dealing with personal growth issues.
I guess I'm a little bit of both.
Me too.
Okay.
A little goblin. And together, they make me. And that's all that I can be, you know? Me.
You're smart.
Yeah. No one's ever called me that before. Hug? No, my name's Phineas.
I'm Lily.
Lily. Now that's a coincidence, because that's the same name as the daughter of that evil, vile, venom-spewing, vicious vampire.
That's my mom.
Well, I'm sure once you get to know her...
No, you described her perfectly. Phineas, I gotta go.
Oh.
I'm going to save the White Sorceress.
White Sorceress? Udonna? She's been captured? Well, I'm coming too. She's a close personal friend of mine. Well, you know, we're more like acquaintances. We know each other.
There are paths on both sides of those.
Fancy defenseless things captured. It's not right.
He just ate it.
Me either.
That means Kelson Anderson had a bug in his mouth. Oh. Well, you only got about 3.5 minutes left in this episode, so I'm guessing till next week. Or till the next part of the episode. Oh, there we go.
Now that you're all here, I'll add you to my collection.
Not so fast. Hand over Udonna,
yeah,
or pay the price.
You want to see her?
Now!
That'd be nice.
Here's your beloved!
Udonna! it's lucky I came along. I can really come in handy.
Anyway, as I was pointing out earlier, they had a path on two different sides of some bushes and stuff, and they walked right through the bush part. Whoa. What did she call her? Ranola?
Phineas, do you not know who this is? This is Necrolai's daughter.
Listen, you can trust me or not, but if you want to save Udonna, I'm the only one who can get you to her.
She's got a point. You know, Claire is really good at getting her eyes to, like, bug out of her face.
We know you're here. Show yourself. I know what you're here for. Then give us.
He's no longer using the Korag voice.
I don't think so.
I guess that's just his regular voice now. Wait, you can't do that! Three of you weren't in legend mode. Oh. Okay, this makes them look weird. Did they just close themselves in there, though? Uh-oh.
You snooze, you lose.
Taken down by some black spit. Okay, that was pretty cool. That just, that little bit there at the end there kind of did highlight the fact that it's really hard to move in those Megazord suits. Maybe if they had used some sort of special effect to let it zoom over to the opening. So that was pretty good. Everyone's got something to do. And has their own little cliffhanger. Although, the, one for Daggeron and Gingy is a little boring. That, how long is it going to take to shoot the sky, get rid of all those frogs? Huh. Anyway, well, that's going to do it for this time out. I want to thank you all for listening or watching, depending on how you're doing it. Next time, we'll be watching Part 2, which, believe it or not, is called Light Source Part 2. And until then, I hope you have a good one.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.